morning, 8:10 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and joining us by phone, we have Chief Deputy Shane Tucker for the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How's everything going?
Oh man, it's going well. I always feel guilty for feeling this way, but I am mostly just relieved that neither of these storms came here. Even though on Friday I was very concerned about Laura in particular, so I hate to have it happen to anybody, but I guess I'd rather have it happen to somebody else, unfortunately. So that's kind of. I assume you guys are in that same boat, right?
Oh, yes, sir. We're breathing a huge sigh of relief.
Yeah, I can only imagine. So today is the first day of school. It's kind of an interesting article in the PNJ about this, but I was curious, what have you guys been doing to prepare your SROs to get back to school after 5 months of COVID? And also, I mean, the protests have been a relevant change in our society's perception of law enforcement, too.
It has indeed. And that's an excellent point that a lot of people really haven't thought about. You know, our kids are going back to school, and we've experienced a time that really is unprecedented, at least in recent history, with COVID and the protest, and you know, this what's going on in the United States across the country right now is really unprecedented, and so a lot of these kids are justifiably going to have some concerns and some insecurities, so our school resource officers are certainly prepared to handle that, to deal with that. To deal with anxieties and fears and things like that, you know, in addition to the precautions for COVID that they're going to have to take. It's going to be a big adjustment, not only for the students, but for our SROs. But they have been spending the summer getting ready and preparing for that. So as students go back to class today, the SROs are more than prepared to deal with what may happen.
And we know that, you know, obviously a part of the SRO process is being there for physical security, but another big part of it is the collateral benefit is being able to interact with students, engage with them, become a mentor, whatever, but just be known as law enforcement so that their first experience with law enforcement isn't, you know, when they're adults and something bad happens, that they know them before that, right?
Absolutely. You know, SROs really got a lot of attention after Parkland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you recall, Santa Rosa did not have SROs in every school prior to that, and now we do. So when people think of SROs, they automatically go to worst-case scenario. They go to that active shooter in a school, which is a very real fear for parents and students, but that's far less likely than people tend to convince themselves. However, what SROs do every single day is they establish those relationships with children, and they form that foundation for a relationship with law enforcement and the community that's going to carry on, you know, for the rest of their lives. So that's a very critical part of SROs, and you know, we have some of the best in the country, I believe, and they do that with excellence every single day.
You guys had a very, very sad thing happen on Friday in Gulf Breeze. The call was for a child who wandered away from home. And this, well, these are the kinds of things that when they happen, I just cannot imagine what your officers go through when they encounter stuff like this.
It's really hard. And in fact, in a lot of cases, it's just devastating. And, you know, I can't even imagine how the parents feel. That's, you know, our hearts break with them. But that is traumatic for the officers, for the fire crews, for the paramedics that respond to these things. You know, it's not natural to have to grieve a dead 4-year-old child, and our hearts just break for that family.
And this is a, you know, without saying, because I don't know the particulars of it, anything about responsibility, it's just a reminder that water is dangerous and kids do drown. And this is why you have to always be especially careful with water with kids, right?
Absolutely. And you know, as well as I do, that the children, some children are just naturally attracted to water.
Mm-hmm.
I know as a child I was. I loved the water. And, you know, they at 4 years old, they don't have the understanding and the survival skills to understand that water could be deadly. So it's an incredibly sad situation, and again, our hearts and our prayers go out to that family.
Yeah, I mean, I know when we had young kids, and it was just, I was always on edge. Whenever we're around, you know, water, edges, heights, traffic, you know, you just, it's stressful, you know, and then they get older and they get judgment, and you hope the judgment is good, but, you know, when they're young like that, it's very, very difficult. Finally, I just wanted to give you a chance to mention, because this is such sad news. I hate to interview seem so much focused on the sad news, but these are the things that happen. Y'all lost a deputy last week, didn't you?
We did, and you know, speaking of heartbreaking, it's well known that law enforcement is a it's a family. You know, we're brothers, we're sisters, and you know, we lost a member of our family last week, and that's been a tough time for us. This is, you know, only the second line of duty death that we've had here at Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office in you know, memorable history, you know, with Sheriff Broxson back in the 50s. So it's an incredibly sad moment. You know, what we're going to pull together as a family. We're going to get through it, and you know, we're just going to have to put our heads down and press forward.
Yeah, we appreciate that, and we feel so badly for the family of Deputy Pugh and for your entire agency for having to deal with this loss. Shane Tucker, he is a chief deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, I really do, I always say it, but I mean it especially today. I appreciate what you guys do and how difficult it is. Thank you so much for the time this morning.
Thank you, Andrew, and we appreciate you, sir.